Probably about 3 weeks ago, I caught up with Peter Merrick from the Rotary, which they do great work all around the world, of course. And we were talking about collecting bottle tops, but more specifically from, say, milk bottles and the plastic ones these days, of course. And those plastic lids, the blue ones, the yellow ones, they come in a variety of colours depending on what sort of milk you like. And the little rings that go with them, because they are being used for great effects, as we'll explain in just a moment. He then put me in contact. His people spoke to their people, spoke to my people, and that put me in contact with Karen Renoff-Thomas. Now, Peter and Karen are both in the studio. Firstly, welcome to Fab FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Now, I was fascinated, Peter. I'll start with Peter, because that's where I sort of originally got this contact. And Peter, you're very enthusiastic about this as part of Rotary. And basically, to sum it up, this is using these plastic lids. They get melted down. We'll go through the specifics as where it's happening and wanting to bring that more, say, to this region. Using those plastic lids, melting them down and building prosthetic limbs, which can obviously benefit those that have lost limbs. Well, that's a fair summary. So you were quite excited about that for obvious reasons.
Personal reasons, Garthrop.
Is that right?
I believe I am paying hopefully the price for the pollution that's been happening over the past 50 odd years. Mm. I in the UK was concerned with the setting up of the plastics injury. It was the nylons for nylon spinning industry. That was called caprolactam, and it made nylon bearings, curtains, carpets, that kind of thing. Mm. Moving on to Australia, the polyethylene bags. The company I was working for then, they were the originators of the plastic bags in Australia. And of course, in between time, I've worked for the petrochemical industry. That's capital P, pollution, proliferation, poison. And having been directly involved, I'm trying to redress the balance somewhat. I saw this as a golden opportunity to bring to the public the fact that, yes, plastic is good, can be good. Forget all the doom stories. This is something you can actually put your hands on and make something. A prosthetic limb for a child from a bottle top.
It is an amazing
story. And
that
will be less pollution going into the ocean.
It is a win-win situation.
It's a personal thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And I think that often inspires people to do these sort of things. Mm. The environment is obviously a big topic at the moment generally in our region. Getting to you, Karen, we'll make that connection with Rotary, but this sort of came out of something that your granddaughter, who's eight, came to you and said about collecting these tops down south, which then inspired you to talk to Rotary and to Peter and the team, and it's gone on from there. But just give us a little bit of background, how you got inspired by this project.
I give all the credit to my eight-year-old granddaughter, Isabel, in Victoria. Mm. She rang me one day and said, "Grandma, can you please collect plastic caps for me? We're doing a project at school." And I said, "Yeah, sure, darling." I asked my daughter to send me the information, and she sent me a link, which led me to Envision in Victoria, and I just jumped on it. I just looked and thought, I can't not do anything about this, so... Mm. So it started from there.
So you went to Rotary and said, "Look, I could do a little bit of backup with this. I've got this desire to do some good and to spread the word." And from there, it's led to obviously this stage. Mm. Where are we at? The ideal scenario, as I understand it, we're collecting these plastic lids. They get, as we say, melted down. You need a lot.
Yes.
There's no doubt. We'll get onto that in just a sec. But obviously a lot of this is happening out of our region. So I think the general thought is to try and encourage, certainly to have a collection point in the Douglasshire, maybe even, but also to have, I think it's like an extruder, which I guess is the process of actually making these limbs from the plastic.
If I could just go back to, first of all, when I looked at it and did the research, in Queensland, there were only 3 collection points at that stage. Mind you, in 3 weeks, it's just exploded. So we had Rockhampton, the Summit and Burleigh Heads. So there's a whole area that I saw as an opportunity through Queensland. So we need to collect number 2 and number 4, which is the particular plastic caps. So, for example, milk bottle caps, juice bottle caps, things like that. Mm. And then ultimately we send those to Victoria to this company who is not-for-profit, mind you. And they turn them into, through a granulator, they granulate them first, then they put them through an extruder, which basically makes like a filament, like something like a whippersnipper cord, and that gets fed through a 3D printer and makes a hand. And we need 500 to 1,000 of those to make one hand.
Wow. But we use them a lot, so that they're out there, aren't they, for sure?
Off. Yeah, everywhere.
And as you said, Peter, it's having this win-win effect that we're not throwing them in the bin and they're not ending up in the sea or on the reef in the region.
Absolutely.
So what can we do? Obviously, thinking about a collection point up this way and an extruder, I mean, that's a big project and probably a lot of process. But what can we do? You know, what is your message in the immediate future for people of the Douglasshire to get involved?
Yeah, well, my first thought with this was a mammoth task, too big for one person. Having Rotary already on board, which was amazing, I'm very grateful for that. I've also got backing from Councillor and some particular people that I'd like to mention. Councillor Kerr, who's been absolutely fantastic. Also Stacey from our Port Douglas Recycling Centre, Containers for Change. Now, Stacey jumped on this straight away. I approached him and he was very excited about it. So he is our first official collection point in the Shire.
Wow.
And since then, it's spread out and I now have a few other people jumping on board. We'll have one up in Gelatin, one over the river, one in Mossman itself. Still looking for one in Port if there's anyone out there that would like to offer. I have had emails and phone calls from all around Australia. It's just crazy. I had one in Perth, one in New South Wales, Normanton, Corumba, Mount Isa, because this is obviously spread like wildfire.
Well, you've had a bit of print media publicity, TV too, so you really have... you know, you've got out there.
Yeah, it's
certainly
been very exciting and very daunting at the same time. The main thing I'd like to stress to people too is that obviously, like Peter said, it's not just a humanitarian project, it's an environmental project, but it's also got a huge domino effect. So it's educational. So if we could get this into school programs in schools, and there's probably already some anyway, the kids in our Shire and beyond are the ones that will drive this. They already know what is happening to our environment. I'd like to get programs in terms of, let's not just collect bottle caps and the recycling fairy comes and takes them away. I'd like to get to teach the kids what a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is, and what that plastic is, and how then it can become something worthwhile, like this, for example. So it's a waste product, and we'll stop littering our oceans and environment. So,
getting back to your original point, Peter, you said, you know, we hear about petrochemicals and all these other things that we've had for so many years, and I think we're finally realising that some of them certainly ain't good for us and certainly damaging the waterways, because we have such a keen interest here in the Douglasshire. So music to your ears, no doubt, when Karen came along and said, I've got this project for you to get your teeth into, Rotary.
My word. It was as if a whole new world had opened up that I thought was beginning to close. You'll read more and more about plastic proliferation in the Pacific Ocean. For instance, there's an island in the Pacific Ocean. It is pure plastic, and it is bigger than one of the biggest states in the United States.
Mm.
And it's a well-known fact, been proven, that in 10 to 20 years there will be more plastic in the ocean than there are fish.
A scary thought, but an opportunity for people of the Douglas Shire to do their bit. And this is certainly an excellent chance. Some of the other things you mentioned, certainly people, and it's great news we're getting the collection centres building up in the Douglas Shire. And obviously we need the actual materials from people. But other little things around sort of the logistics, transport assistance, just helping with phone calls and things.
Yes.
Just explain how people can get involved potentially if they've got a bit of time to assist.
Sure. Well, one lady by the name of Janice, I won't say her last name because she might get embarrassed. I haven't asked permission. Anyway, she's a trooper. She contacted me a few days ago and said, look, what can I do? I've got some time on my hands. And I said, I need an admin assistant, But anyway, one of the things that we needed to do immediately was, because these bottle caps are coming in thick and fast, is containers to put them in. So at Containers for Change, Stacey has already got some big blue wheelie bins that our council kindly gave us, about six of those, but we also started to proceed to ask businesses around the Shire, particularly in hospitality, for 20 litre catering buckets, the style that they get in Mayo and that sort of thing, because oftentimes they're thrown into landfill as well, so we're retrieving those. And Janice has very kindly in the last 2 days retrieved nearly 100 of those around the Shire, so so any more of those would be great. The other thing that we would really appreciate is just help with, with Rotary tomorrow night. We're getting together a steering committee. So we'd really like anyone who would like to join Rotary, or even if they don't, just to jump on board and help us with some of the day-to-day type things. I've been basically on my tablet 24/7 sometimes, and so it's a huge job.
Clearly. A couple of websites people can look at. There's Grow with Joe, that's all one word, growwithjoe.org, and specific to Envision that you've mentioned, envision.org.au, and that really sums up the whole project quite nicely, even talking about the fact that this project indirectly down the line can actually provide employment.
Yes.
Obviously the assisting people maybe immediately in the Douglas Shire, but overseas too, in terms of the end product, the limbs themselves. So I mean, it really is a win-win-win situation. You guys obviously been involved in Rotary, and I know you've been involved in, and your husband and your families, in businesses and other many projects, founding some of those over the years. But I think this is probably going to be your, I wouldn't say a challenge, but certainly your probably your biggest project to date, right, from the way it's going already.
It is. I'm absolutely overwhelmed with the amount of response and support that we've had. I basically speak to Sean Tier, who's the CEO of Envision, nearly every other day, and so he's you know, been guiding me, so to speak, as to, you know, what's happening with transport and things like that. Just before I came on here today, actually, I've approached a rather large transport company, and we're hoping, fingers crossed, that they might come on board and help us.
Fingers crossed. Peter's got both fingers, or all fingers crossed. Because, and toes, I look under the deck, under our table, he's definitely got the toes crossed too. I mean, I can't see any reason why anyone would not want to get involved in this potentially, because it's such a great way to help people. And for us, again, as we say, environment's quite a big topic in the Douglas Shire because it is such a beautiful part of the world. And reef. It makes so much sense to be part of this. If people want to get some immediate contact, obviously chatting to you is an option. I know you're busy, and hopefully your team will expand to assist. But certainly getting in touch with you is another way to do that. But
And they can email me. Email's probably the best point of contact at this time, because I can kind of go to those emails when it suits in between my job and my other charity work, etc., that I do. So it's Karen RT, K-A-R-E-N-R-T, at bigpond.com. Alternatively, they could contact one of our Rotary members via the Rotary page or Facebook or even local council. We've just featured in the Keep Paradise Plastic Free, which is a newsletter that Lisa Golding puts out from council, and it's Plastic Free July, so it's quite appropriate. There's many ways they could jump on board. And
excellent. Email, just again, it's Karen RT, simple R and a T on the end, Karen RT at bigpond.com. You can Google Rotary, of course, and get details. Guys, thank you for coming in. Do keep me in the loop with this, because I think things have only just begun, as the song goes. You guys have done fantastic work yourself, obviously, from that initial query from your granddaughter, and then with Rotary. Well done to Rotary for all you do in the region. Thank you, Peter.
Not at all. Rotary is part of the community, and now we've got a real means of communicating with the community, how they can help Rotary, and we can help them solve this plastic problem.
Excellent.
And it is a plastic problem at the moment. We're going to redress it.
Putting it to good use, and Fab FM very pleased to be assisting as best we can in the future. Karen and Peter, thank you very much, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, Gazel.
There you go. That's how it's working. Get involved, of course, if you wish. Back to some music here at Fab FM.